today's heartbeat. It is Advent season. And the word that keeps, I guess, going around and around in my mind is hope. Jesus is the hope of the world. What's really hope? Hope, it says in the dictionary, is a state of mind that involves the desire for an expectation of a positive future outcome. And it motivates action towards that goal. So it's an attitude, it's a state of mind, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of living that actually gives us a positive outlook for the future. So Jesus is the hope of the world. In Jeremiah stated, you know, God has a hope and plans for a future for you. He's telling us that's what God's attitude towards us is, what he can do for us. In Isaiah, it talks about that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will have hope. And in Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So our attitude, our believing, the thoughts, the way we live, so therefore the way we live, the actions of what we do because of our belief system, our moral code within us, we believe that hope will abound and it will fill us with all joy and peace. And this abounding in hope comes from the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what Paul is telling us in Romans. Go look in the world today. Look at the natural disasters that are occurring. Floods, fires, famine. You know, there's so much heartache in the world. Then the man-made disasters of wars and fighting and disruption and greed and lust. It feels hopeless sometimes. It really does. And you don't know where to turn. The governments don't know what to do. But Jesus is the hope of the world. So we look towards Christmas, when Jesus is born, the Saviour, the Messiah has come to save us, to redeem the world, to give us a chance again to be in eternity with Him, with the love of our life, because we're His first love. He loved us first, and then we love because of Him. But He loves us so much that He said, I'm coming. God said, I'm coming. I'm sending you a Savior. I'm actually sending you my only Son to bring hope into the world, to go after the broken, the weak, and the hurting, the lost, the abused, the forgotten. I read this beautiful quote from Bo Stern, and she writes, Jesus didn't come to cheer us up. He came into the shadowlands we call home to set us free. He came to untangle us from the despair that wraps itself around our joy and peace and purpose. It seems then that hopelessness is the very first qualification for receiving the bright hope of Christmas. Perhaps where you are is exactly where you are, where you need to be, to experience the miracle of Advent at all. Perhaps where we are is exactly the place we need to be so that we can receive the hope of the world, that we can receive Christ our King, that we can receive Jesus our Saviour, and we can receive back again if we've lost it, or renewed and you know, enlarged the hope that is really inside of each and every one of us for our future, a hope for a better future. It's Jesus who brings us this. So think about it this week. Jesus, the hope of my world, the hope of the world. Jesus, Lord, Jesus, Savior, my friend, my Savior, my hope. We'll see you again next week.